Isaac Rabe. I'm here with Dr. Ellen Eisner, and our first caller is Terry, calling from Indio. Terry.
Hi, Doctor. Hi, Isaac.
Hi, Terry. How can we help you?
Well, on Saturday, my boyfriend and I were having sex near this pond, and when he ejaculated, he came all over the ground, and then, like, I don't know why, but I just sort of, like, sat in it and then, like, rubbed it on my back, and I just want to know if that's normal.
How long have you known this guy, Terry?
Not long, like a few days.
And what species are you, Terry?
I'm a frog.
Okay, actually, Terry, that's very common among certain genii of frogs. Some female frogs do carry the eggs on their back.
Okay, that's a relief.
The real question here is whether or not he's going to come back when they hatch.
He's a bum to walk out on you like that, Terry.
He may well come back, Terry, but I need you to know that most male frogs don't. Traditionally, you would now go to the river and bury the eggs in the mossy shore.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll go to the river then. I was kind of thinking of doing that anyway.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Now I got Lisa from Santa Rosa on the line. Lisa.
Hi, Doctor. Hi, Isaac.
How can we help you, Lisa?
Well, last night I was walking around my neighborhood and, well, someone came up behind me and before I knew it, he was humping me. And I don't know what to do.
Have you told anyone, Lisa?
Not yet.
And what species are you, Lisa?
I'm a bear.
Okay. Lisa, I gotta tell you, because it seems like maybe your friends and family haven't talked to you candidly about sex. That's the way it is for bears.
Really?
Yeah, it's not usually up to the female bear. It's just, you know, something she endures for the sake of procreation.
Oh, well, I am happy about that, I guess.
Yeah, Lisa, just try to enjoy it when it happens.
Okay, thanks, Doctor.
Bye, Lisa.
All right, our next caller is Jerry from Pasadena. Jerry.
Hi, guys.
What can we do for you, Jerry?
Well, whenever I'm having an orgasm, my eyes get really red, and they bulge out pretty far, and I sweat this substance, like this mucus that covers my body, and when I ejaculate, my ears start ringing, and there's this smell like gasoline. I just want to know if that's normal.
Jerry, are you a snake?
What? No, I'm a guy. I'm a human.
Okay, you need to see a doctor immediately.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yesterday, Jerry. All right, we got time for one more call before the break. Jeanette.
Yeah, I'm a praying mantis, and whenever I have sex...
Hey, you bite his head off. It's normal.
Really? Like, I kill him.
Totally normal, Jeanette. We get at least one praying mantis call a night. All right, we're going to take a little break here, and then we'll be back with some more mating calls.
Going to a little place now, baby. On a rocket ship. 400 million miles above the sunset strip. Get there soon. Oh yeah, we're going to the Lost Moon.
Folks, welcome to Lost Moon Radio's podcast. I'm Jupiter Jack, disc jockey, philosopher, and space traveler. And I'm spinning tracks all the way from the lost moon of Jupiter, where I make my home. This show comes from outer space, people. Things might get weird. Well, back on Earth, Americans are greeting the advent of a new president. Now, since we recorded this episode in advance, I don't know who won, but I'm assuming 50.5% of you are really happy about it. I can talk about another big thing that happened this past week, kind of a sad thing. Last Wednesday marked the passing of legendary television producer Jerry Winthrop, who my Southern California listeners will remember as host of the iconic local TV series The Doggy Kingdom. I used to watch that show religiously as a kid. We could never have pets of our own because my brother David was allergic. Something he has yet to apologize for. But Jerry's show offered me this incredible glimpse into the animal world. He was a TV pioneer and one of the all-time great animal lovers, and I'd like to dedicate today's episode to him. Which brings me to our theme, animals. Those creatures that live among us in our homes, our forests, our zoos, that inspire our art and our music, from iron butterfly to atom ant, from fish to real big fish to Lance Bass. You know, politicians come and go, but our relationship with our pets, now that's eternal.
We all know that Jerry was a great animal lover, and especially a great dog lover. We all sat in front of the television as children and watched his show, The Doggy Kingdom, with wonder. And over the course of this lovely service, we've heard all about Jerry's devotion to his family, his wife, Lisa, his daughter, Michelle, and Baxter, the family dog. Now, to conclude this service, I'd like to hear from Jerry himself, who left this note with his will to be read to his loved ones upon his death. To my lovely wife, Lisa, thank you for the wonderful years of devoted marriage. To my wonderful Michelle, keep working your hardest, because I know that you will make something wonderful of yourself. To my viewers, thank you so much for watching. And to my dearest Baxter, yes, Baxter, yes, boy. Good boy, Baxter, good boy. Yes, you are a good boy. Yes, you are a good boy. Go get your toy, Baxter. Go get your toy. Get your toy, Bax. Go get your toy. Get your big toy. Go get your big toy. Get your big toy, Bax. Go get your big toy. Get your big toy. Go get your big toy. Get your big toy. That's not your toy. Go get your big toy, Baxter. That's a good boy. Who's my good boy? Who's my good boy? Yes, you are a good boy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are my puppy whoppy. Yes, you are. Yes. Jerry, you will be missed.
Oh, I am in love with the dew on the mountaintops, and the smell of the daffodils I endorse. Oh, I love the valleys from Neuschwanstein to Oberstdorf, and I am in love with a very small horse, a very small horse, kleines Pferd.
And that was Ein Kleines Pferd by Handel, who in many ways, I think, was one of the original bronies. My producer, Alan, knows what I'm talking about. Alan's a brony, isn't that right, Alan?
That's private, Jack.
Hey, you gotta embrace who you are, Alan.
We're gonna cut this out in post.
All right! And before that, we heard an excerpt from the memorial service for the late, great Jerry Winthrop, host of Southern California's number 2 rated canine television program for over 3 decades. I got to know Jerry personally when I first got into broadcasting, and man, did he love dogs. We're no strangers to animals up here on the Lost Moon. Of course, I've got my space dog, Laika, and there's actually a cat who prowls the halls of the moon base, even pops into the studio here from time to time. We just call him the critic, because he always lets you know what he thinks of what you're playing. We throw on a record that he likes, the critic curls up on top of the multitrack and waves his tail. If I play something he's not into, he'll turn and walk right out the door. I can tell you right now, he does not care for late period Billy Joel. You know, it's this kind of thing that makes me wonder what's going on in the mind of animals. Not just their likes and dislikes, but what they're thinking in general. So, I've invited an expert on this subject. Her name is Shirley Davis, and she's an animal whisperer. I found her by typing animal whisperer into the internet. Let me just open the podcast bay door here. And welcome, Shirley.
Hi there.
Shirley, thank you so much for taking the trip up here.
Oh, not a problem at all. You know, you're very close to my house, actually.
Nope. I mean to the Lost Moon.
Oh, yes, yes. It's very nice to be out here in space.
Oh, it surely is, Shirley.
Never heard that one before.
I bet you have. So, Shirley, let's just jump right in here. How in the heck does whispering work?
Professional whisperers are slightly different than a normal person. Mm. But the first step you want to do with whispering is just immediately lower your voice.
Right here.
Right. You're doing it right now.
Is that a good tone?
That is.
That's a good volume.
That's perfect. You don't want any... See how my voice is coming back in now?
Oh,
you want that
it.
To go away. You just lower your voice down to this level. Find the nearest animal. And then begin to do this in his ear.
It's pretty much regular whispering.
Yes, but to an animal.
How in the heck did you get into this profession in the first place?
Well, my parents were both librarians, so we had a very quiet household at all times. They did not allow us to talk above a single decibel, which is very low. In a tragic turn of events, there was a fire in our house, and my brother just didn't wake up.
So you guys were just going, fire, fire.
We were trying to shout for him to come out, and he was burned alive.
Oh, my God.
A few months later, after the fire, we got a dog, and because of the loss of my brother, I bonded with that dog in... what some would say is an unnatural way.
Interesting.
But that was my first animal that I whispered to.
So there wasn't any college experience studying animal whispentry. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, that's exactly how.
Whispentry.
Animal whispentry. It's thank you for knowing the exact term. Not many people do. I actually developed my own major. Yes, at Brandeis. The program still continues, and I know of at least two people have gone through it in the last 22 years.
How do you know when your whispering is successful? How do you know that the animal is actually receiving what you're giving?
This is such an important question. Here's the thing. I know as an animal whisperer when my message has been received.
Mm-hmm.
To the outside eye, that might not always be so clear. Oftentimes, in animal whispering, people are looking for a change in behavior from the animal. And what people don't realize is that animals are allowed to say no.
Hmm.
When you talk to a human being and you want them to do something and they don't do it, has your conversation been unsuccessful? No. You have had an exchange of information.
There you have it.
And at that point, if you're a pet owner, it's up to you whether or not you want to then just take that animal to the pound and put it down, if you must. I'm against that personally, unless the animal is repeatedly attacking your face.
Now, would any of these whispering techniques work on a human?
Yes, I have whispered to humans, mostly professional athletes. They are the closest we have to animals.
Okay, Shirley, I want to go a little outside the box here, and I'd like for you to whisper me. I've got a little bit of a problem with dark chocolate.
All right, all right. Jack.
Yes?
Jack.
Yes.
You don't feel the need to respond.
All right.
If you want to respond, you can make low moaning noises.
Okay.
Jack. Jack. Chocolate bad. Bad chocolate. Chocolate Hitler. Hitler chocolate.
Well, I don't feel the need for any chocolate right now.
That is actually usually the number one sign of a successful whispering.
I'll be. Well, that's all the time we have, Shirley. Thanks so much for joining us today. And someone else has joined us here, too, folks. The critic has just now wandered into the booth. How's it going, Fuzzbutt? It must have been your whispering, Shirley.
Probably.
All right, critic, here's one I think you'll like.
I saw you lying in the sun the other day. I was looking over into your yard. I know there's just a wooden fence between us, but sometimes it feels so far. I smelled your urine on the fire hydrant. I think I found your ball on our lawn. I heard you barking up a storm last night. I wondered what was going on. You know that squirrel that comes around here sometimes, climbs up and down the telephone line. I wish that I could be that squirrel, climb over this fence and make you mine. I like to lie down on the tiled floor. Sometimes I lick my own stuff. I wonder if you like your belly rubbed, and do you get walked enough? I wanna know so many things about you, like what's your favorite toy? I got an elephant that squeaks when you bite it. Wanna share it with you like a real good boy. There's this lizard that crawls up the water spout and runs around on top of the roof. I wish that I had some lizard feet so I thought I saw a bird. I hear you running round behind that fence. It's like music to my ears. We gotta make every moment count, 'cause we only live like 14 years. I think I'm gonna dig a hole now, baby. So big and so wide. Just promise me that you'll be waiting when I scurry out on the other side.
That was Doggy Love by Rex, which, I'm sorry to report, was not a hit with the critic. He wandered out right around the squirrel break, I think. He thought it was indulgent. Right now, we're listening to some African tribal drums, summoning some of that wild spirit of the animal kingdom and the untamed jungle. And now as I'm saying this out loud, I realize that maybe that association is actually kind of racist. Alan, can we just go back and swap out this underscore? Okay, that's better. You know, I don't want to anthropomorphize, but I think that animals are driven by the same forces as people. Their hopes, their fears, and desires. It reminds me of a story. Paul McCartney.
Jack, we're almost out of time and we need to play the sponsor.
Ah, right. Advertising. That's a uniquely human innovation. Here's a word from our sponsor, folks.
Mommy, is it true that all dogs go to heaven?
No, son, it's not. The Bible makes it clear that no dogs go to heaven.
But what will happen to Rusty when the end of days comes? Who will take care of him when we ascend to the kingdom of God?
Timmy, I used to worry about the same thing until your father and I discovered Rapture Pups. Rapture Pups is an organization made up of animal-loving atheists, lesbians, and infidels who've agreed to look after Christian pets when they're left behind.
Does it cost anything?
Just a subscription fee of $15 a month between now and the day of Christ's triumphant return. Isn't that a small price to pay to know that Rusty will be looked after?
So when we go to heaven, Rusty gets to stay in a home as nice as ours!
At least as nice, Timmy. He may well be living with Ellen DeGeneres.
I love Ellen DeGeneres!
Everybody does, Timmy.
Rapture Pups. Because 7 years of tribulation is 49 for dogs.
Well, folks, that about wraps up our tour of the animal kingdom. Looking back at it now, I realize it ended up being a lot of stuff about dogs. I knew I was going to play a couple dog records, but then that commercial really tipped the scales. I guess that's why they call it a three-dog night. Or maybe it was a dog day afternoon. Then again,
Jack, Wrap it up, please.
All right, well, thanks for taking a walk through the jungle with me and the critic. For those interested, he's now wandered back inside and is staring through the glass at Alan. What do you think, critic?
Jack, please keep the cat away from my microphones.
I think he loves you, Alan. I mean, look at that bundle of scruff. I don't know, folks. Do we pick the animals in our lives, or do they pick us? Sort of a chicken and egg question, which reminds me, here's one more track.
West Coast.
Yeah.
Farm fresh.
Yeah.
This ain't the farm anymore, bitch.
Ready to deliver.
Oh, yeah. Which came first? Oh, yeah. Which came first?
You know my rhymes are evil.
But my rhymes are worse.
Shit.
Oh, which came first?
Well, I'm the chicken, I'm the hen, I'm the queen of the coop. And all your grandma step back, I don't go in your soup. I'm the bitch, I'm the bird, I can motherfucking fly. You say the egg came first? That's a goddamn lie. I've been around since day one and I was chilling alone. And if this player say different, he'll be choking on my chicken bone. Ruffle my feathers, you'll end up in a hearse. Cause everybody on the planet knows a chicken came first.
Oh, you're the chicken, I'm the egg. You're the queen, I'm the king. Step back,
take a knee.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. You say you've been here all along, you've been here from day one. Let me ask you this, bitch, where you come from? From the egg, from the shell, that's a hard-boiled truth. Like a hostess in the front,
can I take you to your booth?
Put your head on, bitch, your logic is broke. Show your daddy some respect or you'll be gulping my yolk.
Which came first?
Which came first?
You know my rhymes are evil,
but my rhymes are worse.
Which came first?
Where I come from, how I come to be. Well, where did you come from, son? You came from me. Well, how the fuck you think you got here? Someone flick on a switch? You spent your first 12 days camping under this bitch. So go to bed, clean your room, do what your mama say do. Cause mama's with the girls.
Coo-coo-ca-choo.
And we're still laughing about the time when your shit popped out.
Hey, girl, what's that egg about?
I'm glad you got your crew, cause mine's around. And they be shouting right now, but eggs don't make a sound.
They're like a spy at your door, lifting up the latch. She's got a hand in your drawers before you even say hatch.
Get your man on the phone, call your daddy at work. Call your lawyer, call your agent, call your jury, call your clerk. Tell the whole damn courtroom so everyone hears.
Before I even got home, you know the egg was here.
Which came first? Which came first?
You know my rhymes are evil,
but my rhymes are worse.
Which came first?
What you talking about?
Yourself, you hide behind your words. It's obvious to me you want to get with this bird. So proceed with caution, don't let down your guard. Cause I can see from here I'm getting your shell hard.
Well, I don't need you, girl. What you think you're starting? There's 11 other ladies lying in my car. And sure, your breasts are juicy and your thighs are sick. But you can say shit but hoes and tricks. And besides, I really don't know what I pick up from you. Mine in the market for no Asian bird flu.
Well, it's no skin off my wing. This bubble ain't gonna burst. Cause I could tell just by looking that you come first. You think you're hot to trot? You think you're Fabergé?
Bitch, I'm hotter than a sidewalk on a sunny day. I'm gonna burst, I'm gonna bust, I'm gonna blow my load.
I'm gonna beat your ass, that's why I crossed the road.
You better watch yourself. I'll take your legs and arms. I'll wrap you up in plastic like you Foster Farm.
I'll have you off the wall before you have the chance. You'll be like Humpty Dumpty with no Humpty Dance.
Oh, I'll bring all my horses, I'll bring all my men. And we'll all take turns coming into your pen.
You wouldn't stand a chance. I got a whole damn block.
I don't believe you, girl. It's all
back, back,
back. I'll cut your head off, bitch.
I'll make you egg drop soup.
I'll be the box that finds you in your chicken coop.
Oh, whatever you do, son, I'm gonna do worse. Cause everybody on the planet knows that I came first.
Which came first? Which came first?
You know my rhymes are evil,
but my rhymes are worse.